anhu in another hadith, these few words extra added, therefore it is brought as a separate hadith. إِذَا أَتَيْتَ مَضْجَعَكَ فَتَوَضَّعَ وُضُوءَكَ لِلصَّلَاةِ. He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me that when you retire to bed, when you go to your place of sleeping, then make the wudu that you make for salah. So in other words, before you sleep, make wudu, that the same normal wudu that you'll make for salah. Explain why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this word wudu, this salah, that same wudu that you'll make for salah. Because in Arabic, the word wudu can just refer to washing the hands and gargling the mouth. That is also, in linguistically, from an Arabic perspective, that is also known as wudu. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was specifying which type of wudu a person should make. The normal wudu that he would make, that wudu that he would make for salah. ثُمَّ اتَّجِعْ عَلَى شِقْقِ الْأَيْمَنِ. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that sleep on your right hand side. And we explained that why the benefit, or what is the benefit of sleeping on the right hand side. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi say, a person is sleeping on his right hand side in the sunnah tariqah, it is reminding him that this is the position you would have when you are put in the qabr. You'll be sleeping in the qabr and you'll also be sleeping in the right hand side. And Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi says, when a person sleeps on his right hand side, then this helps him to wake up easier. It's easier for him to wake up also when he sleeps on his right hand side. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَجْعَلْهُنَّ آخِرَ مَا تَقُولُ. The dua that we just described just now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make that the last words that you say before you sleep. In other words, finish all your talking, whatever talking you need to do, whatever else you need to do, let these words be the last words when you sleep. So even if your person's mouth comes in that condition, at least he know his, the last words were the words of Iman, where he expressed his Iman, and he expressed total faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So some of the benefits of sleeping with wudu: one's du'as are readily accepted if one awakes in the dead of night and he supplicates. Person who slept with wudu, when he wakes up in the middle of the night and he makes du'a, his du'as are answered. Why? Because he slept in the condition of wudu. Angels make du'a for him when he tosses and turns side to side, saying, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive the servant of yours. Such an easy way to get the du'as of the malaika. The person sleeps with wudu. When he's turning from side to side, the malaika also making du'a for this person. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive the servant of yours. A person receives the reward of one who fasts during the day and worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the night. Such an easy way to get the sawab of a person fasting in the day and a person who's staying up at night. A person should sleep in a state of wudu. Souls that are in a state of wudu, they make sajda before the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the whole night. So when a person sleeps in a state of wudu, his soul is actually making sajda in front of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst he's fast asleep. One is safe from shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves a person from the effect of shaitan when he has wudu. This is general, whether a person is sleeping or is awake, that this wudu acts as a protection for a person. Therefore, ulama encourages us to try and stay in this condition and state of wudu. One experiences true dreams. The dreams a person also has is better when a person sleeps in the condition of wudu. If one passes away while sleeping and the soul is in a state of wudu, one will be raised up on the day of Qiyamah in this condition, that a person will be raised up in the state of wudu. What a nice way of waking up on the day of Qiyamah, being raised up, when a person is raised up in a state of wudu. How he slept in a state of wudu and he passed away like this. In that condition he passed away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him up. Today's hadith in Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, قالت كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي من الليل 11 ركعة. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم would perform at night 11 rakats. فَإِذَا طَلَعَ الْفَجْرُ صَلَّ رَكَعَتَيْنِ خَفِيفَتَيْنِ. When it was dawn, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم would read two short rakats. To explain this, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم's 11 rakats here was his 8 rakats that he would read of tahajjud. So the tahajjud of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be 8 rakats, and then he would read the 3 rakats of witr. So that 8 plus 3 will give you 11 rakats. This was the style of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He would let his witr be the last salah that he would perform. And this is for a person who's sure, and a person who's habitual in making up for tahajjud, and it's a good thing to let the witr be the last. But when a person is doubtful, and a person is not sure whether he's going to wake up, and he doesn't have a good habit of waking up, then for that type of person, it's better for him to read the witr before he sleeps. So he knows he has secured and he has read the witr. And both these practices, it was the practice of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that he would read the witr before he slept, out of fear that he might miss the witr in the morning. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala's practice was, he would read his witr in the morning. So this is, both are permissible, but the better thing, if a person is sure, and he's got the habit of waking up, then he should read, the last thing he should read, is his witr, because it comes in a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اجعل آخر صلاتكم الوتر اجعلوا صلاة آخر صلاتكم الوتر. Then make your last salat the witr salah. Therefore, you find in the Haram Sharif, etc., that in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, when people are generally up, you'll see that the witr also, they delay it till after Salatul Layl. Normally, they'll read the witr immediately after Taraweeh, but here they'll actually delay it also after Salatul Layl, because generally people are up at that time. So this was the habit of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is how he would read 8 rakats, and then he would read 3 rakats witr. Then it said when it was the time of Fajr Salah, he would read 2 short rakats. So we learn another sunnat here, that the sunnat of Fajr should be short. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would read Surah Kafirun in the first rakat, and Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad in the second rakat. And here ulama explained his great hikmat in why he even read these surahs. Because Surah Kafirun and Surah Ikhlas has got to do with a person's imaniyat, and has got to do with a person renewing his faith. So these were the last words that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would read at night. In the morning again, he's renewing his faith. That I believe only in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. La a'budu ma ta'budun. I do not believe in what you worship. For you is your way and for me is my way. In Surah Ikhlas, Qul huwallahu ahad. Say, he Allah is one. Allahu samad. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is independent. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Yeah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is not born, nor does he get a child. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. And there's no person like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the words of Iman in the morning. And it comes also that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite this 2 surahs in the 2 sunnat of Maghrib. So renewing this imaniyat and renewing his faith again at night, renewing it in the morning. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite these surahs. And then the last part of the hadith, ثُمَّ تَجَعَ عَلَى شِقْهِ الْأَيْمَنِ حَتَّى يَجِيَ الْمُؤَذِّنِ فَيُؤْذِنَهُ. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after the 2 rakats of sunnat of Fajr, he would just rest for a short while until the muazzin would come and inform him now is the time of Fajr. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would wake up. Ulama explained that why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam would do this, that he would read his tahajjud salah and then he'll read 2 rakats sunnat of Fajr, then he'll rest for a short while until the muazzin would inform him. The reason is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam's tahajjud would be very, very long. Almost the most part of the night would go and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing tahajjud. So after the Fajr Salah, he'll just rest a little while to get more energy so that he can perform the Fajr Salah with more freshness and with more energy. So this was the beautiful thinking of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how can I perform my ibadat with the most amount of energy? So he would take a little bit of a rest before the first of the Fajr Salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq also of bringing these adab and these beautiful sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.